T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a Thursday edition of Marks and Reese, another rainy day. Better than snow. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese.
What's up there, Johnny Marks?
At least it's not snow, Ike.
That's right.
That's what I can
You'd
say.
Rather this over worry, snow?
Yep. Every yeah. day, yes. I wouldn't mind one snowstorm before the end of winter, where we're not inconvenienced.
I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, like I'm saying, if it's perfect, a perfect snowstorm happens like Friday into Saturday and it melts quickly. But yeah, no, I hate the rain, but I guess the only thing you can say is it's not really cold, that cold, and it's not snowing at all. So Ike, let's start here today. And by the way, we're going to tell you about this coming up here in our second segment of the show, but we have a Valentine's Day giveaway that is amazing. And if you're one of these dudes that's in the doghouse with your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your whatever husband, then this is for you. Mm-hmm. Women are eligible for this prize too as well.
Sure,
like,
sure.
So that's coming up. We'll tell you about that in the second segment. But let's start off here, because what are the two teams that we're most focused on right now? With apologies to Flyers fans who always get mad because we don't talk a lot about them. But for the most part, we're thinking mostly about the 76ers right now, with Joel Embiid and the All-Star break coming up and then the push for the playoffs, and the Phillies being that Jim Girardi and what's his name, Larry McCutcheon are down mm-hmm. in spring training. Yeah, being that the Phillies are in spring training, we'll be down there in a couple weeks. So they're really the two teams that we're focusing on right now. The draft's not here yet. Free agency's not here yet. So it's kind of like a pause in the Eagles being top of mind. So, I mean, so let me ask you, who would you rather be right now? What franchise is in a better position right now? Is it the Phillies or is it the 76ers? Now, the Sixers obviously have they're further along in the quote-unquote process, and they have Joel Embiid, starter in the All-Star game. They have Ben Simmons, another All-Star. They have some good complementary players. Or would you rather be the Phillies that I would think most people think are a quasi-playoff team, like a wild-card contender, but also kind of tapped out and maxed out in their payroll for this year, and not a lot of great prospects in the minors. Mm-hmm. What would you say, Ike? Who would you rather be right now?
I would have to say the Phillies. I'm sorry. I would have to say the Sixers. Said that wrong. I would have to say the Sixers. No. When I was thinking about the Phillies going into spring training, that's why Phillies came out of my mouth first. But no, the Sixers, I would have to say, even with the frustration the team brings at time, and it seems as if some of the parts don't necessarily complement each other. You're almost locked into the team that you have right now, at least the starting five with the Sixers. At least I kind of know where I'm headed with the Sixers. I kind of know where I'm headed with the Sixers. Now, hang with me here. It may seem like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, but I'm not. Despite the uncertainty of the head coach going forward, meaning after this season, in basketball, the head coach isn't as significant. Not that it doesn't hold – the position doesn't hold any importance. It certainly does. But it's not as significant as you would say in football, right? In basketball, you need to have the players. And – I don't care how much we go round and round with these young guys, I don't think anybody can deny the potential of the young guys. And if I look at the Phillies, what's tough about baseball is you can have a Bryce Harper. You can have a Mike Trout on your team. You had a player like that good in basketball, you're making the playoffs. In baseball, it doesn't mean a thing. Doesn't mean a thing. You're just putting up numbers. It means individually you're a great player. So when I look at the Phillies, I'm more or less like, yeah, they got a couple nice parts. But when I'm looking at the Phillies, the thought of championship doesn't even cross my mind. It doesn't even cross my mind.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
So at least with the Sixers, I have championship aspirations. We just got to figure this thing out. We got to figure this thing out. I'm way ahead of the curve with the Sixers, and you're behind the curve with the Phillies. No pun intended with the curve thing.
Oh, the curveball baseball.
Curveball machine.
Like how you did that there. Like now
no pun intended.
Let me say this. I, as many people know, listeners to the show know, I'm not very high on the Phillies' long-term prognosis, right? I think that they could win 86, 87, 88 games this year, which could put them in position to be the second wild card. But the difference between that and winning a World Series is significant. But here's what the Phillies have that the Sixers don't. After this year, they're actually going to have some payroll flexibility. They're going to have some money that they're going to be able to spend. And they also have a farm system that, while right now doesn't look great, there's still the possibility of adding young people that can add to it. To where I look at the 76ers and I say, like, nah, I mean, you're not going to win with Joel Embiid being your main guy. You're not going to win with this existing core. You're not. You're not going to win with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid being here. You're not going to, in my opinion. So then what are you going to do? Well, you don't have a coach. Like, Brett Brown's not going to be here to see all this through. So you don't even know who your coach is going to be going forward. I don't know if you know who your GM is going to be going forward. I don't know if you could trust the ownership group going forward. Is Joshua Harris the guy that you really want owning your team that's a championship-level owner? I don't know that. And while I agree you have talent and you have real talent on this team, it's going to be broken up. And then you're going to have to take what you have and you're going to need to hire somebody that knows what the hell they're doing to put it back together. And put it back together to where now you're talking about a champion. At least there's some unknown with the Phillies to where if they do a good job, to where they could do it. If Spencer Howard, their best pitching prospect, turns into what a lot of people think he can in a year or two down the line, he gives you a real chance at having three quality arms at the top of your rotation. So I would much rather be the Phillies right now because at least you know you're not winning a World Series this year. If you're talking about like who has a better chance of winning a championship this year, it's the Sixers. There's no question about it. No, I don't think the
next
Sixers
year too.
Yeah, next year too.
And the year after that too.
Well, see, that's where we start to disagree because there's a lot of unknown with the Phillies to where even next year, 2021, you start to wonder like, all right, maybe that's where they can really make a turn and make a jump. To where the 76ers, I feel like you're stuck in the mud of being so talented but you're afraid to move away from any of these players because you're selling the building out every night. I would not want to be the Sixers right now. I would not. 888-729-9494. Jack Fritz, where do you stand? You're a so-called baseball expert, but you're also a big
so-called
Sixers guy. Who would you rather be right now?
I'd rather be the Phillies.
All right,
I'd rather be the Phillies. I think the Sixers have kind of been maxed out. I'm worried that Joel Embiid's already passed his prime. I think we've seen
the best
version.
He's completely wrong.
I'm worried we've already seen the best version of Joel Embiid. And,
yeah,
like, if he is the only guy that can be the best player in a championship team on that team, it can't be Ben Simmons. So if he's already past his prime, like their window is closing and only going downhill. Whereas the Phillies might not be like a huge window, but they do have the ability to spend money in a couple years. Where the Sixers are kind of locked in. They got four guys making over $100 million.
Mm-hmm. And the bad contract is the Al Horford contract. To me, that's the only one they have to try to move off of in the near future. If you can find someone that can make these parts sort of fit. And find a way to get Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid playing complementary basketball, it's no doubt in my mind, I'd rather be the Sixers. They have the younger stars. They're one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference. When these guys figure it out, I would imagine they would be one of the top two teams in the Eastern Conference. And again, if I'm a Sixers fan or if I'm a part of that team, I have to feel confident that I'm much closer to winning something of significance than the Phillies are. The Phillies are just spinning their wheels. That's all they're doing. See, the problem with the Phillies, from my standpoint, is all they want to do is put a reputable product out there on the field and get people to come out and enjoy baseball. They don't really want to win the World Series. They got their owner haggling over $3 million luxury tax when you can go out and get Chris Bryant. They don't want to win a World Series. They don't want to do that. You got your big name guy in Bryce Harper. kudos. Somehow you convinced Bryce Harper to give you 3 extra years to help you out from a cap management standpoint. Took a 13-year deal as opposed to a 10-year deal so you could stretch the average of the salary out, and you still don't want to use the money. You still don't use the money. So I don't – with the Phillies, I'm still not sure what they're trying to do. They aren't necessarily pot committed. They have 1 foot in, 1 foot out. I want to put a good enough team out there, but I'm not willing to jump all the way in there. Not until I know I got a World Series team. How the hell are you going to have a World Series team if you don't have players?
Because the unknown, the Phillies, there's flexibility in the payroll going forward and with the unknown of young players in their minor league system. There's too much going on with the 76ers, and I don't trust that they can fix it. It's not an easy fix. Sixers aren't an easy fix.
Sure it is.
Or do you do what I believe they're going to do, which is go forward?
Just took one step and put Al Horford on the bench. That's one step.
All right. 888-729-9494.
$109 million six-man.
Yeah, really. And you also have Ben and Joel.
Don't get me talking about the money that the Phillies have given away.
Who's the worst contract, Arrieta or Horford?
Exactly, that you aren't getting any type of return on.
Arrieta so far has been probably
he's
worse.
Healthy now. Watch out.
Yeah, we'll see. 888-729-9494. But there is some flexibility with the Phillies. There's no flexibility with the Sixers. There's also the unknown of young players in their system that could be. There's too much going on with the 76ers, Ike.
Oh, yeah, I love prospects.
888-729-9494.
What do we know? We hit on about 5 prospects over the last 40 years.
Who would you write? Well, I mean, if you take the World Series team out of it,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's 4 of the prospects they've hit on.
Yeah. Who would you rather be right now?
That's
and
4
going
of them
forward?
That they've hit on.
There's 2 teams right now that we focus on the most, the Phillies and the 76ers. Who would you rather be right now? Who's in a better spot right now and going forward? We'll start with you on the other side. And coming up next, we'll tell you how we're giving away our Marks and Reese Get Me Out of the Doghouse package for Valentine's Day. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Back after this. All right, we're back. Marks and Reese to the phones in a second. But on today's show, Ike, being that tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Yeah,
nice little lovey-dovey day.
Oh, nice music in the background there, Jack. All right, so throughout today's show, we are looking for the listener and the caller who is currently in the doghouse with their significant other the most, the biggest doghouse. All throughout the show today, we want you to tell us what got you in the doghouse. And then at the end of the show, we take all of our doghouse entries and choose one person that wins an incredible Valentine's Day package that includes a 1 Love Bloom diamond pendant made from 14-karat gold with 1/4 carat of pure Marks grown diamonds. You can get yours at marks-jewelers.com. And Jim from Marks actually sent me a picture of it because I asked him, I said, what does it look like? And I'm like, wow, it's nice. You're talking about like a $600 necklace. So you get that. $25 towards a Valentine's Day flower bouquet at Acme Markets. Get a premium rose bouquet for $19.99, a Valentine's cookie cake for $6, or 6 fresh dipped chocolate covered strawberries for just $6.99 only at Acme Markets. And you get a gift card for 1 hour massage or facial at the Hand in Stone Massage and Facial Spa. For locations and more information, go to handinstone.com. So, Ike, everybody's been in the doghouse, right, at some point in time. I know I've been. I've been pretty deep in the doghouse. Sure, yeah. You have as well. Jack's probably never
been. Married long enough, brother. The doghouse is just an extended house. Yeah. It's a guest house.
You live in the
you kidding me?
Living in the doghouse?
Yeah, you kidding me?
Well, you're just
I got a room reserved in that bad boy.
So you stay there sometimes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, come on, man.
You know how it is, Jack. Yeah. You were in the doghouse frequently.
No, I don't think I've ever been in.
No, you're not. You have like the.
He doesn't seem like a doghouse guy.
Jack and Jill are they're like a.
Well, the fact that
the perfect couple.
Jack and Jill.
Yeah, they're the perfect couple.
That's already enough. Yes.
Yeah, Jack and Jill. They've never had issues, no fights. Meanwhile, I took the bait of we don't have to do anything for Valentine's Day this year.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fine. No, we're saving money or whatever, trying to watch money. And then it's right. Like today, well, what are we doing for Valentine's Day? And I'm like, what do you mean? We agreed we weren't doing anything for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, don't ever take that bait.
I got tricked, but we agreed. Jack, I
agree.
No, we agreed to it.
Yeah.
Was
on
it
everything,
paper?
That bait. Yeah.
No, it was. We didn't even shake hands.
Was there a contract?
The pinky, and it was no pinky swear. No, we just said like, no. I'm gonna. You know, it's not that I'm not gonna get her a card and flowers and stuff, but I'm not gonna. Mark's Jewelers. It was just her birthday. I went to Mark's Jewelers and got her something.
Yeah.
All right. We came into an agreement anyway. So I'm in the doghouse right now, Ike.
The day before Valentine's Day?
I could use it. No, we were fighting this morning about it. So listen.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So when you call in, 888-729-9494, tell us why you should win this extraordinary Valentine's Day package for your honey or your sweetie. That'll help you get you out of the doghouse, Ike.
Sometimes I don't even know if I'm in the doghouse or not.
Because
it's like you're in and out, man. She'll pull you out of there and then put you back in there.
I hate the doghouse.
Yeah, it happens.
I want to put them in the doghouse. How come we can't put them in the doghouse? How come we're the only ones that can go in the doghouse?
Right, yeah. I have no idea.
So, but
you're trying to ruin my weekend now.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Here's the qualifier. And I had to tell the story. I probably put myself even more in the doghouse by going public with
it. You're trying to get me in there with you.
Because she'll get text messages now. And I'll be, what are you saying on the air? But when you call in and you tell us why you're in the doghouse, here are the qualifiers. You can't have committed adultery or cheated on your girlfriend or whoever. You can't have been arrested for it. Right. You can't call in and be like, man, I got caught. Yeah, girl that I worked with, she looked at my phone. We can't do that. All right. So no cheating stories.
No, we can't do those.
No cheating stories. That'd be better radio, right? Jack, can we change this on the fly? Can we just do cheating stories?
Please, no.
No cheating stories. And obviously no arrests or anything like that. This can't be... You can't have done jail time and be like, yeah, I deserve it more than anybody. So no arrests and no cheating stories.
Right.
All right?
All right.
888-729-9494. So we'll mix that in from now for the rest of the show, and we'll determine at the end of the show who wins the package.
How about this?
Yeah.
And you can decide whether or not you guys would like to add this in as a qualifier. What if the woman calls up and explains why he's in the doghouse?
That would probably win it for you.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's
explaining
not
why he's in the doghouse and he needs to be calling up here pleading this case for you. Those are the women I want to hear from. You got a significant other who's in the doghouse.
It's a great idea. Yeah. And it really comes down to we're not gonna take notes on who did more wrong.
Right.
It's more like how you present it and how it sounds on the air.
It's a gut feel.
To your point, Ike, if you call in and say, my wife is so mad at me right now, and then she calls in 10 minutes later and is screaming about you, you could win.
Well, hold on.
Great strategy. Do they fight on the air?
Yeah, that's
that
what
help?
I'm saying. Yeah, this is not going to go well. Let's
888-729-9494.
Let's not bring too much of your personal business to the airwaves today.
Let's bring it all. All right,
we're trying to bring people together. This is Chuck Woolery. You know who Chuck Woolery is?
Never heard of him.
Be back in 2 and 2. Oh, I love Chuck Woolery. Love Connection. What a great show. I was trying to do Love Connection with one of my old producers. Jack, unfortunately, is married.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't do Tinder Love Connection.
You remember Martin when Shanae was on Love Connection? Remember who she got hooked up with?
No, who? I
Chris Rock.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. Phillies and 76ers. These are kind of the two teams right now, and the Flyers, but we're choosing the Phillies and the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in a better position right now? Who would you rather be, not only for this year, but it's really about going forward, too? Because this year, Ike, it's pretty clear the Sixers are in better position to go further in the playoffs than the Phillies are. But it's not just about this year. It's about a championship run. Who's got a better chance to take a championship run, the Phillies or the Sixers? I say the Phillies just because there's unknown with the Phillies.
Yeah.
If they make some right moves, they could go there. The Sixers, for me, are just kind of stuck. Right? You're relying on Embiid to turn into somebody that I don't believe that he's going to turn into be. And you don't know who your coach is going to be. You don't know who your GM is going to be. I don't know if I trust this owner. It's tougher in the NBA. 888-729-9494 to the phones. We'll get to some doghouses in a second. But Jim on a cell. Jim, lead us off. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Hi, Jim.
What's up, Jim?
Hi. Hey, Ike. I agree with Ike. I think the Sixers are I think they could win it this year. I mean, I agree with Embiid. If they can get him underneath, I agree he has problems, but, I mean, they're 25-2 at home, and they've beaten every top team in the league, basically. Beat the Lakers, Toronto, Miami, Celtics a few times.
So you still like him this year? You still like him this year, huh, Jim?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think Brett Brown is using Embiid. I don't think Embiid physically is a good enough player. I think mentally he isn't, because his coach doesn't get him under the basket.
Yeah, I mean, part of the problem, Jim, that I look at with the Sixers this year is it doesn't look like Brett Brown's going to lose his job. And you see Brett Brown leading this team to a championship this year? I don't
know. I don't think they're going to win the championship this year. I think they have a chance if they can figure things out. Doesn't necessarily mean I believe it's going to happen this year. I don't even believe Brett's going to be the guy that wins the title for them as the head coach, and that's okay. Nick Nurse came in and won a championship, I believe, in his first year as the coach of the Toronto Raptors. So it happens. It happens. If you have the players, you know, and that Toronto Raptors team was a good team before they got Kawhi Leonard every year. They were the number one seed. They had won 59, 60 games. They fired Dwayne Casey, brought in Nick Nurse, brought in Kawhi, and they're champions. So with basketball, I think it can change so much easier. In baseball, I just don't feel like the Phillies are all the way in. Listen, the Sixers lost on purpose for 5 years and still have managed to make it back to the playoffs before the Phillies have. Like, the Phillies last made the playoffs in 2011. When did the process start? Around 2011, right? 2012.
Yes.
Around that time sometime. They lost on purpose for years. For years. And they've been in the playoffs. And the Phillies still haven't been in the playoffs in 8 years.
Yeah,
nine seasons.
So hold on. Let's focus more on your point that you feel like they're halfway in and halfway out.
Yes.
And you say, are you saying the Sixers more because you believe in the Sixers, or more because you don't think the Phillies are real? Like you just said, you don't think they're really fully committed.
Oh, yeah. It boils more to that. You know I have my questions about the Sixers, right? Right. I don't even know if it's going to work, but if I'm choosing between the two.
It's more about the Phillies
than the Sixers. Yes, at least I do believe the Sixers are committed. They may have gone about it wrong and put together a team that may not work ultimately, but they gave out three max deals.
Yeah, financially, they're committed. They're trying to win. No doubt about that.
Yes, they're trying to win. And the Phillies, I don't know. This is my feeling. I think they're trying to put a team out there that people can go down and enjoy watching, but they aren't trying to win the World Series.
Mm. Or not this year.
No, not this year for sure.
All right, I don't disagree with you. John Middleton said he would spend that extra money if he felt like it was the difference between being a playoff team and a World Series team. Isn't he telling you everything that he thinks about this team this year? They're not ready to win this year.
Yep.
They're not ready to win this year. You know, and you can go into Bryant Lent or do whatever you want to, like Jack Fritz, but I don't think Chris Bryant makes you really all that much better. Let's go to Dave in Hopewell, New Jersey. Dave.
Hey guys, how you doing?
How are you?
Good.
What's up, Dave?
Yeah, I got put in the doghouse because I rolled my eyes. Can you believe it?
Can you believe that, Ike?
I rolled my eyes and they put me in the doghouse.
Well, first of all, Dave, what are you doing rolling your eyes? Secondly, don't ever admit that publicly. Men don't really roll their eyes, do they?
Never.
Come on, man.
You
ought to be in the doghouse for rolling your eyes.
Ike, have you ever rolled your eyes at your
wife? I've never rolled my eyes.
Me neither.
Are you kidding me?
I don't think I have.
Yeah, she's gonna go to she's gonna go to a baby shower instead of going hiking with me, so I rolled my eyes.
Oh,
is that an automatic doghouse then?
Well, yeah, when you don't go to a baby shower, you know that's gonna be a problem.
Well, I ain't going. I think the Phillies have a better shot at this, because of Joe Girardi. I think that he's gonna be persistent, and I think that there's too much confusion going on right now with the Sixers. And then I had a question for John about the Phillies, if you don't mind.
What you got, Dave?
Real quick.
What's up, brother?
John, if Rhys Hoskins comes out swinging the bat the way he was, you really think they're going to keep him at first base? Will they platoon with Jay Bruce, possibly, or will they move him down in the seven hole and try to work with him? I mean, I'm worried about this guy. They build a lot of their whole team around his power and around what he can do and potentially what he can do, but I'm not seeing it, frankly. But what are you thinking?
I mean, if he comes out swinging, I don't think that you can – I don't think you platoon Rhys Hoskins – unless there's a DH and then you platoon him at first base and DH. He's not going to play any other position. Jay Bruce isn't playing first base much for me. He's a backup outfielder.
I forgot about Jay Bruce.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, man.
He'll be.
You just said it.
He'll be. His hamstring will be pulled at some point in the first third of the season.
I like that. He was doing well when he
He's
first got here. Yeah,
he's a good player.
Yeah.
Jay Bruce.
And just like everybody else, he got hurt.
Yeah, and you say they're not committed to winning. They have Jay Bruce. Like,
I still remember the day they got Jay Bruce here, and we were like, Jay Bruce, and he was batting like 215 or something,
and he went crazy.
Yeah,
for,
and he went nuts,
weeks.
And it was like Bruce.
Oh yeah, and they loved him.
Yeah, loved him.
Well, I mean,
he became my power hitter.
They're not even really paying him much of anything. Mm-hmm. His salary's more or less being paid by the Mets. All right, Mark in Collegeville, Sledgehammer. He wants to talk, and he also has a doghouse story. What's up, Mark?
Hey, fellas, what's up today?
What's up, Mark?
What's up, Mark?
Not much. Before I tell you why I'm in the doghouse, I want to tell you I'm pulling for the Phillies rather than the Sixers because. Looks like Philly's got a lot more promise this year with not only the addition of, Girardi and the pitching coach, the hitting coach and all, but with some of the additions of the players. I say they got a lot more going on right now, a lot more promise than the Sixers do because the Sixers, they've done this to us before to where they start having these little spritz of hope and then it just flashes out. And, lately anymore, they just become pretty much a disappointment.
Yeah, it's been a disappointing year, no doubt about it. I mean, listen, the Phillies were disappointing last year too, but then I think by the end of the year we realized that we probably had over-evaluated what they were going to be. We'll see this year. I think they're a contender for the wild card. They win in the 80s.
Come on, man.
I mean, come on.
Yeah,
come
you
on,
know what?
Man.
I actually got the Phillies with that probably around 95 wins.
What?
95. Well, I can see why you answered Phillies then, Sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got him at about 83 wins.
Well, there you go. That's like Greece. All right, why are you in the doghouse there, Sledgehammer?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm in the doghouse. I kind of forgot my anniversary and thought it was just another day. And I got the silent treatment of silent treatments, the cold stare. Like, if looks could kill, dude, I would be 6 feet under right now.
How many years' anniversary was it that you forgot about?
Eight.
So you forgot about the eight. Now, you said you kind of forgot. Did you kind of forget or did you actually forget? Did it just not feel like celebrating it?
Nah, I flat out forgot. So, yeah, I'm definitely up a certain creek without a paddle right now. So, it's not looking too good for me.
All right, Mark forgot the anniversary. Log him down there, Jack Fritz. Let's try Danny.
How do you forget your anniversary?
I don't know. Right? Like, part of that would have to be that your wife didn't say anything about it. Right? Because it's not like that. I mean, does... I know when your anniversary is. It's soon.
Yeah, Sunday.
Yes, so it's right after Valentine's.
Well, it's easy
Day.
For me. Yeah, I never forget my anniversary. Yeah, she set the wedding date, so I thanked her for it. And because now you cut out one holiday that I don't have to worry about, and I'll never forget my anniversary. So, yeah, hey, the wedding is cheaper in February than it is in June.
Yes.
So, yeah, she hooked us up with that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't forget. I've forgotten yet.
No, I've never forgotten my anniversary.
Well, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't know how you can forget it. Aren't you supposed to be thinking about it leading up to the anniversary?
And aren't you reminded by social media telling you?
Well, here's the other thing.
Right?
The anniversary. Here's the thing I got a question, right? The anniversary, and this is Valentine's Day, too, I guess, since Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Now, is this more of a her holiday, or are you really included? Like, Christmas is this isn't just a holiday for her, right? You both are thoughtful towards each other.
Sure.
When Christmas comes around. But the other holidays, right? Valentine's Day, your anniversary. Now, the anniversary, aren't you supposed to be celebrated too?
Every man, but given the choice, every man would say, no, we don't have to celebrate Valentine's Day. I mean, do you want to celebrate Valentine's Day?
No.
Right, Jack, do you want to celebrate Valentine's Day?
No.
Like, no guy really cares. It's the woman that wants to be, that wants to.
Well, some guys do care. Some guys are romantics, man. Come on, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. Some guys look forward to doing these type of things for their significant other, typically.
Well, so last year, I got flowers, and chocolates, and I think I got a his and her, his, she's, something like that.
Okay.
And when she came downstairs in the morning,
mm-hmm.
it was all laid out on the island in the kitchen.
Okay.
You know, it was a good presentation. I took pictures of it as
evidence.
Oh,
this stuff you got her?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And it looked good. Like, you don't have to, see, I don't believe you have to spend money, a lot of money, or go out to fancy dinners and blow it. Because you shouldn't blow a couple $100 on Valentine's Day. It's a total waste of money. You'd be better off taking that money and donating it to somebody that needs it or to a homeless shelter. Yeah, and if you're going to spend $300 on Valentine's Day, spend $100 and take the other $200 and give it to people that actually need it.
How about put it back in my pocket? what are you talking about, man?
Yeah, donate it back to yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, we had a guy out there eating lunch that mm-hmm. works in the building that it'll be his fifth date with a girl. He's been on four dates. They're scheduled to go out tomorrow night, but he doesn't want to make it a Valentine's date. He just wants to make it a regular date.
I mean, let me tell you, dude, you're already in trouble.
Yeah, I said to him, break up with her now. Tell her you don't want to hang out with her now.
Yeah, I mean, don't you don't have to break up with her, but if it's not serious right now, you don't go out on Valentine's Day if the relationship isn't that serious. Because that's supposed to be a date that...
No, he's trying to make it just another Friday night.
Right.
But it's not.
It's not going to be to her unless... Right?
No, she's going to be furious if you just go out to like...
He has to do something? They've only been on four dates.
Yes, but you can't go out on Valentine's night, even if it's your fifth date. You can't go out like it's your fifth date. It's Valentine's Day. Are you crazy? You go out and you don't have I'm not saying that you have to you've been dating for years, but if you're really interested in this person, you mm-hmm. would go all out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're questioning whether you even want to do it or not.
Exactly.
That tells me all you need to know.
That's the point. Yeah. I mean, I could like you. I could be interested in you. Does that mean I have to go all out right now? We're taking it slow.
Man, we have some good doghouses here, Ike. Let's go to Walt on a cell. Walt, how are you?
How you doing, guys?
What's up, Walt?
I think I got one for you. Okay. I recently got remarried 2 years ago. Married a woman 21 years younger than me. Drop-dead gorgeous and a sweetheart, and she moved in with me. My mother had been living with me since my father died, and my mother is your typical South Philly Lily who is always confrontational, and she thinks she owns the house, so she does crazy stuff, like my wife will hang a picture and my mother will move it to another wall. And stuff like that.
Oh, that's, boy, I can tell you, I bet it's awesome in your house, right?
Oh, my God, it's pure pressure, dude. Now, my wife moved out.
What?
Huh?
Yes. Her brother-in-law lives next door to me. She moved in with him, and she will not come back until my mother's gone. And my mother refuses. She says, you throw me out of this house, I will curse you for the rest of your life.
Holy.
She says, Walter, if you throw me out of this house, you're dead to me. Man.
Yeah, I offer to get her an apartment and pay for it.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I'm not living in a barracks, she said.
So currently right now, your wife moved out because your mother lives with you and your mother won't leave.
Right, and my wife is putting pressure on me to find her a place for her.
I bet she is.
You said your wife is 21 years younger than you?
Yes, and she is amazingly beautiful.
Well, she must be, because obviously she got you jumping through hoops. She's left you in the house with your mother and just threatened to leave you if you don't get your mother. First of all, Walter, come on, man, pull yourself together. And you got
your damn act together.
Yeah, come on, man. She's 21 years younger than you. First of all, you could be her dad. Shout out to you, too. Good
well,
pull by you. I mean,
she loves me.
No, that's a good shot. I mean, I'm not hating on you or anything. It's a good job, but I'm saying, like, you can't allow her to come in and dictate what's going on with you and your mom. And with mom, let's face it, man. Hold on. Was mom there before you got married?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, hey, doesn't she have to know what she's getting herself into? But yeah, she didn't realize how bad it was going to be.
Mom can't go anywhere, man. You got to keep Mom Dukes in the house.
All right, well, listen, Walt.
She has squatting rights.
I would say.
She was there first.
Yeah, well, you'd have to evict her.
She called shotgun?
Yeah, she was there.
That's a tough spot. It's a tough spot.
Listen.
I do not envy Walt being that he's the old man, he's got a younger wife, and Mom ain't having it.
Right. And Mom's like, you think you're
going to... I legitimately feel bad. I can feel his pain.
Boy, Walter had it all mapped out, didn't he? Yeah, I'm going to be bouncing around in here. This young girl.
Swinging from the chandelier.
Swinging from the chandeliers. Mom's your room down the hall. Listen, Mom's like... What? Yeah, that ain't going to happen. I'm going to do everything I can to make her life miserable. You imagine that? She's hanging a picture. Mom's just moving it to another wall.
That's why I feel bad for him, because I know that he doesn't want to fight with his mom, and it drives the wife crazy. Believe me. Anybody that's in a marriage knows the dynamic of the in-laws, right? The last thing you want to deal with. Especially men. We don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, I lucked out, man. See, I love my mother-in-law is cool, so.
Well, you're lucked out.
I'm good.
All right, let's go to.
I'm good. Now, I don't know if my wife feels the same about my mother, but.
But at least she lives.
Yeah, when neither one of them live here, which is why we don't live home.
Right.
Right? Like, neither one of us live in our hometowns.
All right, let's go to Steve. Steve, before you you tell us your story, what do you think about the current state of the Sixers and the Phillies? Who'd you rather be right now?
I guess I'd rather be the Sixers, man, because if you think about it, all they need is good team chemistry.
Yep.
They have the talent.
Yep.
They just need chemistry. And I think they can make it happen if they just get over themselves personally.
Yeah, the Sixers.
Talking about the star players.
No, you're right. Yeah, the Sixers are more or less in their own way, right? Like they their thing is immaturity, right? It's like, okay, they haven't figured out what it takes to go out there and win.
And you're banking on they figure it out.
Right. Or at least you get somebody else in here that will help them figure it out. Because part of the Sixers problem is the Elton, I mean, not Elton, Brett Brown situation.
Yes.
Yeah, if they had a stronger coach, I think he could give, or whoever could give them direction, you know? Yeah. I think they're lacking direction and chemistry.
All right, his vote's for the Sixers. Why are you in the doghouse, Steve?
Oh, man. My girlfriend and I are both working musicians, and I took a gig on Valentine's Day in New York, and then I proceeded to forget to order her the donuts that she loves. So I'm double in the doghouse right now.
Mm.
Okay, hold on. Let me walk this back for me. You did what? What's the first thing you said you did?
He's a musician. He booked a gig, which is your occupation,
right,
up in New York on Valentine's night, as opposed to hanging out with her.
You're a musician, though.
And she's a musician, too, Steve?
Yeah, and she was okay with it at first, and she's jumping through hoops to help me out with that.
Right.
You know, she wants to come up and see it, too. And then
she
was like, oh, but I really want these donuts. And I just completely blanked and forgot to get the donuts by. There was like a pre-order, and I completely forgot to get them by.
Oh, yep. Steve!
Steve forgot to get the donuts.
You know what, Steve? This is a brotherhood, but I'm not with you on this one, man. You should be in the doghouse, Steve.
I mean, I know. I deserve it.
Okay.
I deserve it.
Okay. Yeah. So he's not even fighting.
All right, Steve. Good luck.
You got to get the donuts. I was gonna say, if you brought her with you, but obviously that was already
Which
part of
did,
the plan.
Right.
Yeah, that was part of the plan.
That could be a romantic night after
after
the gig.
Playing music for you, you know what I mean? That type of thing. Because I'm imagining if he's working on Valentine's, he's probably working a crowd like that.
Sure.
Right? So he's singing some ballads, playing some nice music. You know, the girl, you know, your wife and your girlfriend would have been happy with you serenading her. But damn it, those donuts. It's all out the window when you forget the donuts.
You like donuts?
I'm more of a tasty cake guy, but
I like tasty cakes.
Yeah,
I like tasty cake donuts. My youngest loves the chocolate ones.
Yeah, I you know, come on, man, Krispy Kremes. You can't beat those.
Oh, a warm Krispy Kreme?
Yeah, you can't. No,
see, when we start talking about fat guy stuff, Jack, I could eat a dozen of them easy.
That a guy. Oh,
easy, the warm ones. Woo!
Oh yeah, as soon as the lights on.
Don't get too excited over there.
Have you had duck donuts yet? Are they out by you?
Yes.
Duck donuts.
It's a franchise.
I like the donuts.
Heard of it?
I like the donuts down in like Ocean City. There's a bunch of different ones.
Yeah, it's like, Shore Donuts.
Shore Donuts
are
the best version of donuts.
Yeah. I agree. All right, Steve in Warminster. Steve, what's up, brother? How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, Steve.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, I enjoy listening to you guys' show. I find it to be really entertaining. I like it the first time I get to talk to you. Big fan of you, brother.
Holla at your boy. What's happening, Steve?
Yeah. Hey, guys. I was just wondering if you could just weigh in on the Philly situation of who's going to play third base as of right now. Is it going to be Segura? Is it going to be Kingery? What do you guys think?
Oh, third base. Well, let's bring on so-called baseball expert Jack Fritz.
Well, here's the thing,
so-called?
Right?
Yeah, go ahead, Ike. I'm sorry.
I would imagine both of those guys at second and third, they're going to be out there, right?
Can Segura, will they put Segura at third?
He's getting reps there, according to Joe Girardi, but he should probably play second base because he doesn't have as much range.
So then
Scott's
going to
be
a third
baseman.
Didi a shortstop.
Unless they make a trade to bring in, but then there's not really. See, here's the one thing with Kingery.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I want him to play second base. That's where he should play. That's his best defensive position.
But he never gets to play.
No. He's going to be 30 years old, Ike, and we're going to be saying, well.
He's going to pitch before he plays second base.
And last year they traded for Gene Segura to be their shortstop, and then a year later decided, oh, he's too chubby to be shortstop.
He's an overpaid second baseman now.
Now he's second base.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. Great job. Great
a bang-up job as always.
Your Phillies.
My Phillies, yeah, I know.
If Max Pedras gets automatically fired at the end of the year, the Phillies' odds go way up on this question.
But, I mean, like. is it at this point? But here's the thing. Like, unfortunately, Scott Kingery's versatility is like his poison, right? Because I want him playing second base, but they want him in the lineup.
They want to keep using him in different places.
And then I'll have a third baseman.
Right.
So they put him over there. Like, yeah, he won't be great, but he'll be good enough.
That's never the way to do it. I guess it's smart on their part to have a guy that has that type of flexibility to be able to move around, but it doesn't help him.
See, but I think that when we're down spring training and we talk to Joe Girardi, I'm sure he's going to say if in a perfect world he would play second base or one position, mm-hmm. It's not a perfect world. Well, you know what? At some point, make it a perfect world. Like Chase Utley didn't have to bounce around from being a second baseman to a third baseman to being a left fielder. Right, part of that was he wasn't good enough defensively to play those positions.
But
Kingery is. He's a second baseman. Let him play second base. Figure this out.
But opening day, it's probably going to be Kingery at third base.
Yes.
And then
yes.
Bowman May after the service time thing.
No, I disagree. He's not ready to I don't think he's ready to play in the bigs.
I mean, he is.
Well, I mean, he wasn't
offensive-wise, he is.
Okay.
All right. What did he do
with the four bats? He has to go out there and play defense eight innings.
How many bats did he have at Triple A last year?
He didn't play in Triple A.
Right.
Yeah, so he went to the Arizona Fall League, which is the equivalent.
That's fine. Let him torch Triple A pitching for a couple months, and then you bring him up.
That's why I said May.
That's unbelievable.
Why?
May?
Why May?
So you're going to go give him a couple of weeks?
And then the service time changes, and you can bring him right up.
Yeah, give him a couple weeks at Triple A, and then bring him up to the big club when he's not ready.
He's already ready right now offensively.
Back to our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, who has given us this great necklace for the Doghouse promotion. Mark's Jewelers celebrate the season of love now through Valentine's Day. 15% off your purchase online, marks-jewelers.com. Who would you rather be right now and going forward, Phillies or Sixers? And 53-47 right now, Ike.
Where you at?
Sixers are in the lead.
Slightly. Okay.
Slightly. I thought it'd be a little bit towards the Sixers, but
it just lets you know how people feel about the Sixers.
So
right
mad,
now.
So mad at them.
Yeah,
you're right. So mad at them. Back to the phones. We have Ron in Jersey has an interesting doghouse. But Ron, first, tell us who you'd rather be right now: the Sixers or the Phillies?
Hello.
Hello, Ron.
Oh, hey man, what's going on, guys? I would much rather be the Sixers. It's a lot easier to turn around a basketball season than it will be even to start a baseball thing season. I think the amount of games and, you know, more or less too many outside interferences can affect the baseball as opposed to the Sixers, where, you know, Joel Embiid's one of the best players in the NBA. He just has to play like it on a consistent basis.
All right.
Yeah, and it's just too hard. Like, for baseball, for me, it is, which is why I'm in favor of them adding these new teams to the playoff format, because I want to have a better chance to get in the playoffs. That's the other thing. They don't allow enough teams in the postseason in baseball.
And in basketball, you're
half the league.
If you stink,
yes. As long as you're 500, you're going to be in the playoffs.
That's a good point.
So, but even beyond that, the Sixers, in my opinion, have two of the better, brighter young stars in the league. So that's certainly a foundation pieces that you want to have. To me, they need to tinker with the coaching and maybe the bench a little bit, and they're right there. They are right there. And baseball is just it's too hard, too many moving parts, and the Phillies don't even have a roster that they consider to be a playoff roster right now.
Oh, they have a playoff roster. I don't know. They don't have a World Series roster right now, but it could be a playoff roster. Ron, why are you in the doghouse?
Okay, so the doghouse came to me because there's a wedding coming up. My cousin is getting married, and my mother decides to make sure. My wife's a teacher, mind you, so she's a professional dress on the regular. She decides to, I guess, chastise my wife about what to wear to the wedding. So my wife comes to me and it's like, hey, how could your mom even think that I would wear anything? You know, I'm da 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 da. And I'm just like, oh, okay. And she's like, right. And I'm just like, I'm not siding against my mother, but I'm just like, yeah, babe, that's okay. And then as soon as we get done the work trip, here's my mother. Hey, did your wife tell you I had to talk to her about blah, 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 blah? And then then I get to later on, oh, so I guess you talked to your mom today. And I'm just like, what happened? She says she's still texting me and all this. And it's my mother and my wife. And now these two are beefing. And for no reason, I'm in the doghouse for it because I won't pick a side. I won't tell my mom to chill. And I also won't tell my wife.
Ron, on behalf of men everywhere, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Ron.
The Mariners. What's up? Why am I being chastised here? See, I got nothing to do with you two. Nothing.
I feel bad for you, Ron. Listen,
yeah, we do.
Yeah, it's like collateral damage. You didn't do anything, but you got put in the doghouse.
Collateral damage, Arnold.
Yeah, that's well, not.
I sit here and I'm like, even just now, I got off the phone earlier with my mother, and she's still on it. And I'm just like, we're not even getting eye to eye yet with this because obviously there's a beef between the two of you guys, and I wasn't on the phone.
You are in
Hey, Ron, I'm going to tell you what to do, though, Ron. Situation. And you're in the hunt, but stay out of it.
That's what got him in it.
Yes, but still. No, they're looking for somebody to blame because they can't figure it out themselves. And, Ron, I'm telling you, stay out of it.
Here's what I'll say.
I've been there now. I've been there and we all have.
You got to have.
Wife and mom.
But you got to have the wife's back while also supporting your mom, right? To where you tell your mom, like, listen, I hear what you're saying.
Right.
But you got to have the wife's back. Nothing's going to make her angrier than you, even if you're trying to stay out of it, which is what every guy would want to do. It's like, you think I give a damn what you two are talking about right now? Because we don't.
Yeah.
That's what makes us guys. We don't give a damn. Mm-hmm. But they
do. Have you noticed that every time you say give a damn, you sound like Jack Nicholson?
I have not noticed that, no.
You sound like, what's the movie where he's the sergeant?
Few Good Men.
When he's like, I don't give a damn. Like, every time you say that, you sound just like Nicholson.
Well, get it. You can use it as a drop.
Yeah, the wives with the moms. Yeah. That's,
Ron, everybody can
relate
to you.
Yeah, we've all been there, brother. And I'm telling you. John's giving solid advice about having the back or the support of your wife, because that's obviously who you're with.
You live with.
I get that. I totally understand it. Here's what I would say. Read the situation correctly. Because sometimes the wives aren't always right. Like sometimes you get this whole battling back and forth thing over who has more control over you or more influence on you or over you, and that's a battle going back and forth. And sometimes it's the wife that picks the battle because she's feeling insecure, or sometimes it's the mom that picks the battle because she's insecure.
Any way you look at it, you're going to be catching, like you said, collateral damage from it.
Yeah, but here's why I say sometimes you got to read the situation. because you're the one who's going to have to get them to eventually move past it.
Like, yeah, and you're directly affected even though you didn't do anything.
Either way, yeah, I wouldn't take a side. I wouldn't take a side. I would just try to encourage both that we're family.
Come to an understanding.
Come to YouTube. Sit down. Go to lunch. Whatever. Figure it out.
All throughout today's show, we wanted you to tell us what got you in the doghouse end of the show. You're going to get a great Valentine's Day package. Marks and Reese, 888-729-9494. Line it up. And Phillies and Sixers, who's in a better spot right now? Who would you rather be going forward, Phillies or 76ers? That's what we're talking about. It's Marks and Reese on 94WIP.
Hey, FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is America's number one online sportsbook for a reason. They've got all the bets you could want. They've got a great, easy-to-use app, new promotions every day, and once you win, they get you your cash fast. And if you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook, now's the time. Because right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free. Now, that means you can place any bet within 7 days of signing up, and FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. My apologies to everyone out there last night. I thought I had that Los Angeles-Denver game pegged. Denver +3, they somehow go to overtime, and Los Angeles wins by 4. I apologize, but I'm back with a better game tonight. How about this? Oklahoma City in New Orleans. New Orleans is a 3.5-point favorite. Again, heading into the All-Star break, I think I like New Orleans tonight in this game. That rookie that they have, man, he is getting better and better with each game, coming off a career-high 31 points and 9 rebounds in his last game. Yeah, look for him to have another big game tonight. Take the Pelicans -3.5. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android and be sure to use promo code Ike so they know that we sent you. Again, that's promo code Ike, I-K-E, to get your first bet risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook.